Thank you for calling the Dial a Story hotline. This is The Star Lovers by Grace James. All you that are true lovers, I beseech you, pray the gods for fair weather upon the seventh night of the seventh moon. For patience sake and for dear love's sake, pray, and be pitiful, that upon that night there may be neither rain nor hail nor cloud nor thunder nor creeping mist. Hear the sad tale of the star lovers and give them your prayers. The weaving maiden was daughter of a deity of light. Her dwelling was upon the shore of the Milky Way, which is the bright river of heaven. All the day long she sat at her loom and plied her shuttle, weaving the gay garment of the gods. Warp and woof, hour by hour, the colored web grew till it lay fold on fold, piled at her feet. Still she never ceased her labor, for she was afraid. She had heard a saying, "Sorrow, age-long sorrow, shall come upon the weaving maiden when she leaves her loom." So she labored, and the gods had garments to spare. But she herself, poor maiden, was ill-clad. She recked nothing of her attire or of the jewels that her father gave her. She went barefoot and let her hair hang down unconfined. Ever and anon a long lock fell upon the loom, and back she flung it over her shoulder. She did not play with the children of heaven, or take pleasure with celestial youths and maidens. She did not love or leap. She was neither glad nor sorry. She sat weaving, weaving, and wove her being into the many-colored web. Now her father, the deity of light, grew angry. He said,
"Daughter, you weave too much."
"It is my duty," she said.
"At your age, to talk of duty,"
said her father.
"Out upon you."
"Wherefore are you displeased with me, my father?" she said, and her fingers plied the shuttle.
"Are you a stock or a stone, or a pale flower by the wayside?"
"Nay," she said, "I am none of these."
"Then leave your loom, my child, and live. Take your pleasures. Be as others are."
"And wherefore should I be as others are?" she said.
"Never dare to question me. Come, will you leave your loom?"
She said, "Sorrow, age-long sorrow, shall come upon the weaving maiden when she leaves her loom."
"Nay, foolish saying,"
cried her father.
"Not worthy of credence. What do we know of age-long sorrow? Are we not gods?"
With that he took her shuttle from her hand gently and covered the loom with a cloth. That was The Star Lovers by Grace James. For past recordings, please visit our website at kirkwoodpubliclibrary.org.